Okay, so I'm on the phone here with Pastor Nick Macharia, who's speaking from Kibera in Nairobi in Kenya. The World Social Forum is on at the moment. Macharia is going to tell us, can you tell us about the impact of the World Social Forum in Kibera, what people think about it? Are they being listened to? Are they getting a chance to tell their story to the world? And if things are, can things be improved also?
Because it is quite a failure. The impact has not been felt in the slum, because one, the participation of the people of the slum have not been realized. Because apart from the organizer maybe buying some t-shirt and taking them, dishing them in the slum, keeping up for peace and marching, there isn't much, because the people in the ground don't know even what the World Social Forum stands for and the ideal. And again, the location where the meeting has been set is very far away from the slum. That people need, people from the slum should, if they have to participate, they have to pay more than 100 shillings to and fro. And that money cannot be able, they cannot be able to raise that money, because the average, the poverty line, and they live with less than $1 per day. So if you tell these people to give $2 or $3 to attend that meeting, then it doesn't bring any meaning to them. Initially, we thought the best way was to take that meeting where the problem is. We don't see the need of people going outside Kibera to speak about the problem of Kibera. And there is peace and there is everything there in this Kibera. I think it will make impact when the organizer will see the importance of going to the people who really need these services and cutting off those people who want to cash, to make cash out of the situation.
And is there talk of some of the independent media people coming out to Kibera?
Independent media? Yeah, I've received a telephone from Daniela, and she told me about 10 of them will be coming to Kibera to hear the question of the people there and to see for themselves what we are doing. And I'm glad, because we have already fixed a date on Thursday in the afternoon. They told me we will be here in town and we will go there, and they are willing to do some interview and perhaps to give our overview of the whole thing.
And as well as the situation, what message can come from Kibera, or is coming from Kibera? Like, what has Kibera something to tell the world? Has it something to offer the world in terms of people working together, or solidarity, or just trying to deal with situations as best you can, or anything?
I think the message is very clear that these people feel abused. And now we are living in times of, the information is accessible to them, and now they know what they need, and they can be able to articulate issues more clearly, because they are more informed than they used to be. I think the message is, if people are sincere to come and help the Kibera people, they should come directly to them and give, that assistance directly. But when assistance goes through other stages, sometimes they feel people are using them to make changes to go wherever they want.
Yes. And in terms of the housing situation, are things getting better, or are they getting worse for the people in Kibera?
I think we don't even, it is not very right to use the word house, because houses are not there in the slum. I think you should call them ghetto or something, because first, as I told you, this is a crown land. Nobody can own a house there, or there are no houses there, only some makeshift things. And these are not owned by the people who live in there. They are owned by people who are wealthy. And because this is the only place which is near the town, and many people would move from rural areas, and they want to come and look for greener pastures in town, they would choose to go to Kibera and where they can walk and come to town looking for greener pasture. And because of this, he finds that the issue of housing is not, you know, it's not there, because you can find one room and so many people living in the same room, and it's quite pathetic, because even the, you know, the toilet, the you know, other things like, you know, bathrooms and water bill are not there.
I see. Okay, well, listen, we will do as best we can to try to get that message from Kibera out to the world, and see, hopefully people will listen and find out more about Kibera, and from that offer more support or assistance or whatever in the future. So Macharia, thank you for your time, and tell the people of Kibera that we're thinking about them and waiting to hear from them.
Yeah, thank you very much.